I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When news broke of the attack on a Kenyan shopping mall by the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab, people in Minnesota braced for media attention. The state is home to America's largest Somali community, and Shabaab has recruited there. Most people in that community, of course, reject extremism, including the man you're about to meet. Minnesota Public Radio's Laura Yuen has a story.
Hassan Ali Mahmoud is an imam, and it's just one of many roles he's taken up since moving to the U.S. He's also a law professor, a soccer player, the father of seven, and a leader within Minnesota's large Somali community. His Somali nickname means the educated, and for good reason.
I have three law degrees, so that's what made me unique. So
Mahmoud's 51, and he's got a trimmed white beard and wears glasses, and he's never been shy to offer his opinions. But it's only recently that he's gone on a full verbal assault against Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group from Somalia. When I first met Mahmoud years ago at his storefront mosque in St. Paul, he was skeptical of reports that young men from Minnesota were returning to Somalia to fight alongside the extremists. Here's a clip from my first meeting with Mahmoud back in 2008.
If there is any son that was sent to the violence, we need to see the proof.
Mahmoud wasn't condemning Al-Shabaab back then. He was staunchly opposing the Ethiopian military troops who'd invaded Somalia in 2006 to prop up the country's weak government. At the time, many Somalis saw Al-Shabaab as freedom fighters, defending their land. But as the group continued its extreme violence and aligned with Al-Qaeda, Mahmoud says it was soon clear who Al-Shabaab was.
This group is dangerous to Islam itself and to us as a people of Somalia, and then to the world people.
Mahmoud believes mosque leaders should help fight radicalization. Last month, he traveled to his homeland's capital, Mogadishu, for a conference tackling extremist ideology. The Somali government invited 160 imams worldwide to strongly state that Al-Shabaab has no place in Islam. During the conference, two explosions hit a Mogadishu restaurant, killing 20. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. It's not certain whether the religious conference triggered the attack, but it is clear that going to Somalia for the sole purpose of denouncing Al-Shabaab is a risky move these days. Mahmoud knows that.
I told my family, my colleague, the mosque, my friends that to forgive me because there is a possibility that I won't come back.
Now Mahmoud is back, safely, at his mosque in St. Paul. He addresses his flock with a first-hand message from Somalia.
Today what we see, my dear brothers and sisters, from some groups who claim that they are Muslims, we see their behaviors are opposite of Islam, and Al-Shabaab is one of them.
Mahmoud reads a fatwa issued at the Mogadishu conference against Al-Shabaab. He tells worshippers it's their duty to see that Somali-American youth understand that Islam is a peaceful religion. Mahmoud moved to the U.S. in 1996, 5 years after Somalia's civil war broke out. He says his faith teaches him to protect his American neighbors, even with the risks of denouncing Al-Shabaab in Mogadishu. At the same time, as Al-Shabaab's terrorism intensifies, so does scrutiny of Somalis in the U.S. Mahmoud feels this himself. Coming back from Mogadishu, he says U.S. customs officials detained him at the airport for extra screening.
This is not the first time. This is not the second time. This was not the third, fourth time. This all the time.
Mahmoud worries about a tighter crackdown if any Somalis who'd lived in the U.S. are linked to last month's shopping mall attack in Nairobi. He says that just after that attack, someone asked him a question that still perplexes him.
Have you ever thought someone from the community, the member of community, would do this type of act here in Minneapolis? I said, nothing is impossible today.
Mahmoud says that's why he preaches to his neighbors, his community, that the vast majority of Somalis here detest violence. But for a holy man whose only arsenal is his words, he says he's just getting started with Al-Shabaab. This, he tells me, is war. For The World, I'm Laura Yuen, St. Paul.
Laura's story is part of our Global Nation coverage. Check it out at pri.org/globalnation.